I published 3 essays in 2 days this week, not because I had more ideas than usual, because I removed the friction between having an idea and publishing it. The pattern is simple, and I built a tool that takes content and handles everything else. Front matter, formatting, curly quotes, file name. What used to take 15 minutes now takes seconds. The workflow collapsed. What changed wasn't just speed, it was what became thinkable. The infrastructure question: when publishing has high friction, you batch. You wait until you have a complete thought. You make each piece count because each one costs effort. When publishing has low friction, you can think incrementally. Those 3 essays on judgment, automation, and learning weren't planned as a series. They emerged because the next piece was easy to write. This is the infrastructure question. The tools you build determine what kinds of thinking are worth having. Some thoughts are too expensive without the right infrastructure. A reflective practice requires infrastructure for reflection. Networked thinking requires infrastructure for linking ideas. Experimental writing requires infrastructure that makes experiments cheap. Make the infrastructure cheaper, and new forms of thinking become possible. Hentons, what infrastructure actually does, infrastructure doesn't just remove obstacles. It shapes what you notice, what you consider, what feels worth doing. I built a Schwarzlaw's close skill that forces end-of-day reflection. Now, every work session ends with the question, what mattered about this? The skill doesn't just save time, it creates a practice that wouldn't exist without it. The blog skill doesn't just make publishing faster, it makes a certain kind of writing possible. Short, focused pieces that build on each other, rather than comprehensive essays that try to say everything at once. Infrastructure determines epistemology. What you build shapes what becomes thinkable. This isn't new. Every medium does this. Twitter made certain thoughts cheap, hot takes, fragments, provocations, and others expensive, nuance, development, synthesis. Email made asynchronous communication cheap and real-time dialogue expensive. Slack reversed it. The question isn't whether infrastructure shapes thought. It does. The question is whether you're building it deliberately or just accepting what's handed to you. The friction problem. Here's the uncomfortable part. Some friction serves a purpose. Remove all friction and you might publish everything, which is the same as publishing nothing. Friction forces you to choose what matters. Time to reconsider, space to let an idea settle, barriers that filter signal from noise. The art is knowing which friction to keep. Formatting friction, remove it. It blocks without filtering. Same with mechanical setup, metadata management, file organization. These are obstacles that don't improve thinking. But what about the friction of having to choose whether something's worth saying, or the friction of sitting with an idea long enough to understand it, or the friction of editing, which is really the friction of admitting your first draft wasn't as good as you thought? That friction might be necessary, not because friction is virtuous, but because some resistance improves the work. The mistake is treating all friction as bad or all friction as good. Yet the real work is discernment, the performativity trap. There's another problem. When you automate reflection, does it stay genuine? The Wash Close skill generates a blog post at the end of every work session. That means there's an implied audience, even if it's just future me. Does that audience change what gets reflected on? Does writing as if for publication create pressure to perform rather than think? I don't know yet. The practice is too new, but the risk is real. Automation can turn reflection into ritual, going through the motions, checking the box, the form without the substance. This is the performativity trap. Build infrastructure for thinking, and you might get infrastructure for the appearance of thinking instead. Like, the defense isn't to avoid automation, it's to stay honest about what the automation is for. Is this infrastructure helping me think or helping me look like I'm thinking? Hand on up. What we're actually building, we've automated everything: code generation, deployment, testing, analytics, communication. The infrastructure for execution is frictionless. What we haven't built is infrastructure for thinking well, not thinking faster, not producing more output, thinking well with depth, with nuance, with the ability to hold ambiguity long enough to find clarity. Most automation optimizes for throughput. Infrastructure for thought has to optimize for something else, for noticing patterns, for making connections, for asking better questions, for the kind of reflection that actually changes how you see. This is harder to build, harder to measure, harder to sell, but it's the work that matters. If AI makes intelligence cheap, the infrastructure that becomes valuable is the kind that supports judgment, the kind that helps you notice what matters, the kind that creates space to think about what the answers mean, not just generate them faster. Building deliberately. Here's what I'm learning from building these tools. Infrastructure should be opinionated. It should embody a choice about what matters. The quiet close skill insists on reflection. The blog skill insists on low friction publishing. Those choices shape the practice. Infrastructure should be reversible. You need to be able to step outside it, question it, change it. Otherwise, it hardens from tool into constraint. Infrastructure should get out of the way. The best tools disappear. You use them without thinking about them. The work is what matters, not the scaffolding. And infrastructure should be interrogated regularly. Is this helping me think or just helping me produce? Is this creating genuine practice or just going through motions? Which friction did I remove that I should put back? The tools you build determine what becomes thinkable, which means tool building isn't just engineering, it's epistemology. Build carefully. What you make shapes what you can see.